Welcome to the Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During each session, we will highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Tammy Wagner, and today we will be speaking with my colleague, Dee Kaser. We are both registered nurses and quality improvement advisors with Great Plains Quality Innovation Network, the quality improvement organization for North and South Dakota. We appreciate you tuning in. Our subject today is three shots for fall, COVID-19, flu, and RSV. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Tammy, and hello to our listeners.
Dee, tell us about these three shots and why we need them.
Sure, it's common to get sick from respiratory viruses such as COVID-19, flu, and respiratory syncytial virus, better known as RSV. All of these viruses can cause mild or severe flu, cold-like symptoms of fever, cough, and body aches. They are very contagious and spread quickly. Fall and winter are a time when these viruses usually circulate more heavily in the community, and that's because this is when people gather indoors, especially during the holidays. Before COVID-19, two viruses, flu and RSV, were the main causes of severe respiratory disease during this time of year. Although some people have mild symptoms when they catch flu or RSV, others get sick enough to be hospitalized. Some seasons are more severe than others based on strains of the viruses circulating and our immunity to these viruses. One measure of the severity of a season is how many people are sick enough to be hospitalized, because this can stress the healthcare system. Vaccines are the safest way to build immunity from a virus. Vaccines help the body learn how to defend itself from disease without the dangers of an infection. The immunity you gain from vaccination can reduce your risk of infection and becoming very sick if you do get infected. CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, recommends that all people aged 6 months and older stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccines and receive a seasonal flu vaccine. And if you're 60 years or older, talk to your healthcare provider to see if RSV vaccination is right for you. Vaccination against these respiratory viruses is important for everyone, and especially for those who are at higher risk of developing serious complications, including older people and those with chronic medical conditions.
Dee, is it safe to get these vaccines all at once?
I know that's kind of a question a lot of people have, but we do know that getting COVID-19 and flu together works. But since this is the first season the RSV vaccine is available, it's recommended to get that a couple of weeks apart from the others. And of course, besides vaccines, washing your hands frequently and staying home when you are sick are two of the other best things you can do to protect yourself and others.
It's funny that we're talking about this today, Dee, because after work today, I'm going to get my flu and my COVID-19 vaccine.
Very good.
Yes. So when should people get these vaccines? Mm-hmm.
Well, a good rule of thumb is to get the shots by the end of October so that you can build immunity before the Thanksgiving gatherings, because we know being inside with people from different communities can lead to the spread of the respiratory viruses.
Well, thank you, Dee. I do have one question outside, because I hear this a lot. I got sick from my vaccine. Can you talk just a little bit about that? If people think they get sick from their vaccine,
right?
What's that about?
And there are times when people receive a vaccine and then a day or two later they are sick with maybe the flu or COVID. And even though it's hard to accept this, they were going to get sick anyway, because the virus, the flu vaccine, COVID, and RSV are not live viruses. So you're not getting injected with a small amount of the live virus that can make you sick. So none of these three vaccines are that way. So you might have some feelings of a slight fever, some muscle aches, but that's just telling us that your body is reacting to the vaccine the way it should. It's building some antibodies against the viruses. But none of these three vaccines can give a person COVID, flu, or RSV. Right. So yes, the people that do get sick with those viruses a day or two after they get them, it's because they were already infected and were going to become ill anyway.
Yeah. So say I'm getting my vaccines today, and in 3 or 4 days, I come down with influenza. It's because of something I probably did yesterday or sometime this week. Right. I became infected. Those vaccines won't build my immunity for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true. It takes a good 2 weeks for the flu vaccine to build up your strongest immunity. But
right.
Yeah.
Anything that I do this weekend, even. So I'm going out this weekend. I am not covered by these vaccines yet. This weekend or next weekend, I need to make sure that I'm mitigating my risk still, even then, because I know those vaccines, those antibodies aren't yet working in my body.
That is correct. So,
okay. Thank you.
You bet. So do those other good infection control things, like good hand washing, stay away from people who are sick, and keep your fingers out of your mouth and away from your eyes.
Perfect. Thank you again, Dee.
My pleasure. And I also want to mention that the guidance that I shared today is from the Center for Disease Control, or the CDC, and can be found at cdc.gov, along with many resources on our Great Plains QIN.org website under the Vaccinations Initiative.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's Q-tips for your ears session, and we look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.